Barbados is represented at the annual meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund that began yesterday. Advisor to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad, explains why it is important for us to be there.
As many of your listeners will know, a crucial part of the Bridgetown Initiative, our global campaign for climate justice and the finance that makes that justice real, is low-cost and super long-term money to be used to build resilience to the climate change that's already here, baked in, on the way, like extending our sea defences, like the Broadwalk on the south and west coast, or our flood defences, like the project in Trent's, or the works the BWA is doing to stop saltwater entering our freshwater supplies, saltwater intrusion, the experts call it. All that requires a lot of investment. And if we had to borrow to pay for that at the 7% interest rate the international markets will lend to us, our interest payments will rise fast and threaten to crowd out all the other important social expenditures. And that's why we need international development banks like the World Bank or the Inter-American Development Bank or the Caribbean Development Bank to lend far more at low cost, long term, to climate vulnerable countries. There's no point in Barbados being resilient to rising sea levels, floods and droughts in 20 years. We need to be resilient today. And I know that many don't like the idea of borrowing, but every dollar we spend today on resilience saves us $7 of costs in the future. They've worked that out. It's in fact the prudent thing to do then. Not to do so would be to be penny wise and pound foolish. So that's why I'm here at the annual meetings of the World Bank and the IMF, helping to build a coalition of over 68 climate vulnerable countries to ask the development banks to triple the amount they lend to climate vulnerable countries. And yesterday, on the eve of the meeting, and to help set the agenda, I published an article in Project Syndicate. That's the new online think tank read by all the policy wonks and advisors at meetings like these. And the article is about why the banks need to triple their lending. But it doesn't just say that, which would be bold but easy. It sets out a roadmap on how they can actually do that in the least costly way for them. It's ambitious, but it's pragmatic ambition. One way, for instance, is that rather than lending their own money, they could guarantee a collection of loans of others, which allows their dollars, the development bank's dollars, to unlock the dollars of others. The article is there online for all Barbadians to see. Just type in Project Syndicate or my name. Now, across all of the Bridgetown Initiative's five main asks, we've made some progress. I'm sure your listeners want an update on that. Not enough, but on this one, the donors have agreed to increase their low-cost lending by $20 billion a year. So that's the first step in the right direction. We need about 9 more steps like that. But it's crucial because just a year ago, they weren't even looking in this direction. Bridgetown helped to change that. So I'm here, pressing for the second and third steps. Wish me luck.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.